It's a busy summer afternoon at Flats Lane Country Park with families and young people enjoying the summer sun. The Eston Hills behind us, though, are a magnet for fire starters.
7 out of the 10 fires that we attend are deliberate, and that could be from grass fires to people's wheelie bins to the hills. It could be anything.
That's watch manager Chris Coverdale from Cleveland Fire Brigade.
It's impossible for me to say why they do it. I don't know. I mean, when I was young, I used to play up Eston Hills, and I never went out and set them on fire. It wasn't what we did. We used to play hide and seek, whatever you did at the time.
Between April and June this year, his firefighters dealt with 534 arson attacks and grass fires. That's a 341% rise compared to last year.
A few of the worst case scenarios, obviously injury or ultimately death to somebody who's been playing with fire. Fire can spread incredibly quickly, both in property but in grass, gorse bushes. It will outrun you any day of the week. If we are tied up here, then somebody may lose their life in a house fire, which is just down the road, because our resources are tied up here.
In an attempt to get the message across to youngsters about the dangers of starting fires, the service holds regular engagement projects here in Flats Lane Park and across the rest of Teesside.
Thank you.
Hey, fella, do you want a leaflet?
Yeah!
Cool. You're not going yet, are you? Are you guys going now?
Thinking about it.
Because these boys are about to play football or cricket.
But how does bringing a climbing wall and playing football with the kids really prevent them from starting fires in the future?
The idea is to make the younger generation aware that we're not bad people, that we enjoy a game of football, a game of cricket. So we're trying to get them to interject with us while we're doing such activities. We say, look, do you go up the hills? Do you set fires? Yes or no? Well, why do you do it? And again, we educate the children with a view to saying, look, it's a bad thing, you tie up the resources, it costs money, it's also a criminal offence.
And these parents who live near the Eston Hills welcome what the fire service is trying to do.
I think it's really good because I live just at Flats Lane, and especially in the 6 weeks holidays, you always see the hills on fire. I think the heat has a lot to do with it. When the sun comes out, all the kids go out.
It is good, but I think a lot of it is down to the parents, or if the parents aren't going to speak to them about it, then nothing's going to happen that way. But this is good, like a fun day for the kids to join it.
Last year, arson attacks and hill fires cost a taxpayer on Teesside £10 million to deal with. And for Chris, community projects like this one are part of the solution when it comes to tackling the arson and hill fire problem.
I think it's just a part of the big jigsaw. There's skills interaction, there are diversionary activities that go on elsewhere within the brigade area. And I think when you put them all together over a period of time, yeah, it's a good way of reducing incidents on the hills. It saves money from the brigade. It also makes us available for more serious incidents, such as house fires or road accidents and incidents of that nature. So, yeah, if it would reduce it by one, it's a good thing.